From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, and happy 75th birthday to musician James Taylor.
Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. 20-year-old no longer charged in crash that injured bicyclist. Host referendum not moving forward, and Canton names new police chief. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets to discuss food longevity. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia. Your financial journey, our priority. The Cherokee Sheriff's Office has withdrawn the felony hit-and-run charge against William James Abbott, a 20-year-old from Ackworth. This decision was made following the emergence of new evidence pointing towards the involvement of another vehicle in the incident that left a 78-year-old cyclist with life-threatening injuries on March 3rd. Initially, Abbott was arrested based on eyewitness accounts and physical evidence at the scene. However, further investigation revealed indications of a second vehicle's involvement, leading to the reconsideration of charges against Abbott. While Abbott is no longer being linked to the crash, he continues to face charges of reckless driving and using a wireless device while driving. Meanwhile, the investigation into the second vehicle's involvement in the incident remains ongoing. A proposed referendum on the homestead local option sales tax will not appear on the ballot this fall in Cherokee County due to a failure to a second motion to include local legislation during the current General Assembly. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners had proposed a 1% host with the intent of offsetting property taxes and funding road improvement projects. In lieu of the host, a Cherokee legislative delegation approved a proposal to raise the hotel-motel excise tax in unincorporated Cherokee County from 6% to 8%. This proposed increase, subject to approval by the General Assembly, would bring Cherokee County in line with other jurisdictions. The expected additional revenue from this tax hike would be directed towards various projects and organizations, including the Northside Cherokee Conference Center and the Chamber of Commerce. The city of Canton has named Martin P. Marty Farrell as the new police chief, following the retirement of former chief Stephen Merrifield. Farrell, who brings a wealth of experience from his tenure with the Marietta Police Department, was chosen after a comprehensive national search conducted by Mercer Group Associates. Mayor Bill Grant expressed his faith in Farrell's capabilities, underscoring that public safety remains a paramount concern in the city. Over the course of his career, Farrell has overseen a variety of police programs and initiatives and has held numerous leadership roles within the law enforcement sector. Farrell's selection was based on stringent criteria and considered input from various stakeholders. He is set to begin his new role on March 27th, where he will lead a team of 61 employees and state-certified law enforcement agency. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment. Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
Hayden Holcomb, a highly experienced senior leader at Chick-fil-A Canton, has inaugurated Holcomb Financial, a new financial planning enterprise on March 6th. The business is built on Holcomb's extensive 13 years of leadership and industry experience. Holcomb Financial aims to revolutionize the approach to financial planning and investment management, acknowledging the shifting needs of contemporary generations that extend beyond mere retirement planning. The firm's primary objective is to assist young professionals and burgeoning families in striking a balance between present-day living and future financial goals. Holcomb Financial's approach revolves around comprehensive financial strategies that are customized to suit individual lifestyles. The firm, which draws inspiration from the values fostered at Chick-fil-A, places a high premium on client care and meaningful financial guidance. Kevin Williams, the franchise operator, voiced his confidence in Holcomb's ability, expressing optimism about the firm's potential to positively influence its clients. For further details, visit holcombfinancial.com or reach out at contact@holcomb-financial.com. Mayor Bill Grant of Canton has assembled a City of Canton Tax Exemption Study Committee to consider the possibility of broadening the city's senior tax exemption. The committee includes previous Councilwoman Joellen Wilson, senior taxpayer Chris Everett, and city residents Christy Estes and Rajpal Sagu. Both Mayor Grant and City Manager Billy Peppers served as advisors during the committee meetings. The committee, which has held two meetings to date, has outlined several objectives. These include reviewing the existing homestead tax exemption for seniors, understanding the process for referendums, and assessing the implications of fire services. During the meeting on March 7, Sagu suggested that the committee should scrutinize the criteria for the exemption, including its value, the age requirement, and residency stipulations. Presently, Canton provides a homestead exemption up to $280,000 for seniors who are at least 62 years old, along with further provisions for homeowners who are disabled.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
And now, here is Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on food longevity.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, our question of the day is coming from Brian, and I kind of identify with this one too. And I think this is a really interesting idea. So he's asking, is there a website or resource that'll tell me how long certain foods will keep in the fridge or freezer? As somebody who likes to cook and likes to make extra and then freeze it, I'd like to know this as well. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites that I have on my phone is called Food Keeper, F-O-O-D-K-E-E-P-E-R. And it's a joint effort between the USDA and I believe it's Cornell University, and it's a free app that I downloaded to my phone a while ago, and it has all that kind of information, like how long does certain food keep in the refrigerator or your freezer or your pantry. It also lets me know about food recalls, which for my job with Ingles is really important. And for many consumers and customers, it's also very important information. So that's one that I would really recommend, Foodkeeper. You can always go to websites like USDA or check in with your local health department or your cooperative extension office in your town or your county, and they should have that kind of information as well. I've seen people with very handy charts that they keep on their refrigerator to kind of let them know how long certain foods will keep in their fridge and freezer. And, you know, things don't keep indefinitely. I mean, the place that they will keep for the longest amount of time, you know, of course, in your freezer, as long as it's contained very properly, like that, so you don't get air and moisture in and that results in freezer burn. But freezing is definitely going to be the longest, the way you keep food the longest, but the longer you keep food in the, even in the freezer, it's going to dehydrate it a little bit and may not be as moist when you cook it. There also might be freezer burn, like I said, if it's not wrapped properly. And so it might have a little bit of a taste change or even a smell to it. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this. Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today. Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.